Killian! Here is Sub-Zero! Now, Plane Zero!
Plane Zero! Plane Zero! Plane Zero! Plane Zero! Hello, and welcome back for another exciting episode of Plane Zero, the podcast dedicated to finding out if the movies of the past hold up in the present so that you can watch them in the future. This is episode 459. My name is Travis.
James.
And Nick went to Disneyland, so he don't walk so good.
Yeah, he did. He ate a Caesar salad.
Ha!
And then afterwards, he was resting up to probably bang some broads.
Maybe.
Maybe. We don't know.
Who knows?
We don't know.
No one knows.
He went to Disneyland by himself.
Just by himself.
Just by himself. Just Ferris wheel all day.
But it's the one in
California Adventure. Didn't even go to Disneyland. Just
he went on. But did he go in like the regular car for the Ferris wheel, or did he go on the one where it's like scary?
Just the regular one.
Of
just,
course.
He just likes the views.
He just likes the.
Yeah.
You mean like a TikToker?
Yeah. And if you want to have those views, ladies, just remember. Take them up.
Give them a call, 591 Rock.
Yeah, 591 Roll.
Oh, wait, those numbers are actually real now.
Are they?
Yeah, they go, they're never not funny numbers.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he got them.
That's amazing.
He got one of them at least, I think. I think it's just Rock.
Wow.
But yeah, they have it for.
Well, that's fantastic.
So just a heads up there.
Well, that's quacktastic.
That's quacktastic. Ah, go to planezero.com where you can find links to social medias.
I don't think I'm ever getting those stickers.
Yeah, there's a shop tab there where you can buy stuff. Just beware if you buy stickers, I guess. Wherever you listen, like, subscribe, smash that button. Smash all them buttons. You know what to do.
Yeah. Hit like, well, now it's time to spin the wheel.
Write a review if they take reviews, or just give us the thumbs up or the 5 stars, any of those things. If you still listen after we were gone for 2 weeks,
yeah, there you go. We're back.
We're back. Oh my God, we're back again.
We're back, baby.
This week, you picked the movie.
Yeah, I picked a movie. It's called Shrek 2. It's a love story kind of.
Shrek 2: The Future.
Yeah, Shrek. There's no. They don't call it anything, right? It's just Shrek 2 and then Shrek 3.
Yeah, and then the fourth one's like Happily Shrek Ever After or something like
know.
That, or.
That
one's got like an actual name.
One and two are spoiler delightful, and then the rest I don't really care for.
You don't like Justin Timberlake as Arthur?
That and I know this isn't a Shrek.
Oh no, okay. So the third one is called Shrek the Third.
Yeah.
So and then Shrek Forever After is part four.
Forever After. Yes.
But it's still written like forever, like yeah. Regular forever. They didn't do forever.
Oh, thank God.
Forever.
See and Shrek 3. I thought maybe I was in a bad mood at the time, or whatever. But when I tried to rewatch it with my kids, Shrek 3 was garbage. I did not like it at all.
I think I've seen it once, and I don't know if I don't remember much about it. I don't think I hated. I don't think I liked Forever After at all.
Forever After, I was also just kind of like, it's better, but I also don't care.
After those two, once again, spoiler, as you would say. After these two movies, all I care about is Puss in Boots, and I still haven't even seen the most recent Puss.
And the most recent Puss is fucking
The
beautiful.
Final Wish or whatever, you know what I'm saying? The Last Wish. I haven't seen it yet.
It's Puss in Boots, even the show was great. Like
Pray for Mercy from.
Yeah, but that last Puss in Boots was fucking great. I mean, I recommend that to everybody. Are we in recommendations now?
No, we'll get there, though.
Okay.
We'll get there.
So what? this one, first Shrek ended with Donkey and our hero going to go live their lives in the swamp. Fiona's an ogre. So it opens up kind of similar to the first one.
You put an accent on Donkey.
Donkey?
Yeah, you're saying like you're making it sound like Mexican.
He's a donkey.
He's a donkey.
He's a donkey. Well, I am Mexican, Travis.
I moved his balls.
What?
How are you seeing the time from his testicles because they're blocking the clock and I moved his balls.
Oh, okay. There you
is
go.
That old joke?
I don't remember that.
Old by the Sea.
What? I don't know this
joke. It's that old fairy tale by the sea. You know, seven little chipmunks.
No idea.
Eight little chipmunks sitting on a lamp.
I don't know.
Sitting on a branch, eating lots of acorns on my uncle's ranch. You know.
I don't know.
It's something about Mary.
Sounds familiar.
That old rhyme by the sea, man. That's okay. What he says. Right, but no, the actual joke is there's the joke where the guy's like, they're like, how are you able to tell the time by looking at that donkey's balls? And he's like, no, it's just that they're blocking the clock, the big clock in the center of town. So I moved them.
Now I got you. All right. I remember it. Great joke, man. Solid.
Roll on snare.
Good stuff. Did you write that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Just like Cartman wrote fish sticks.
Excellent. You like fish sticks?
You're gay fish.
Yeah. So in this one, Shrek is going to get married to Fiona. So they go to meet the parents, basically. And they go there, and obviously the dad.
They're meeting John Cleese and Mary Poppins.
Yeah, Mary Poppins, and John Cleese is kind of just disgusted by Shrek because he's an ogre, and they both wanted her to not be an ogre. So it's kind of just one of those kind of stories of.
But guess what? It's never ogre.
Yeah, it's never ogre. Exactly. So they're there, and then they throw in the origin of why she was trapped in that castle, because the fairy godmother had done that so she could eventually marry Prince Charming, and then the dad also was the Frog Prince apparently. So it's all this tie-ins and good stuff, but really it's just a funny movie regardless of all that shit. I mean, you get finally Gingy's able to do things, and Pinocchio, and I mean, I know I'm gonna go all over the place right now, but like the whole bit of them telling Pinocchio to, like, lie, and he's like, say you're wearing women's underwear, and then nothing happens.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a thong. It's like, I just love that. It's like, it's amazing.
When I saw that movie in the theater, that I was rolling.
Yeah. I think in this movie, and not that Shrek was, like the funniest one in the first one, because I don't think he is. I mean, he's almost like the straight
man. No, Donkey is the heart, is the humor, and the funniest part of everything, and also the side characters.
Yeah, and so this one you have Donkey, but then you have all these other side characters that it's so great.
They're great.
They're funny, and then just having the gingerbread man do his thing, and it's just a solid movie. Where Shrek doesn't want to be ugly, so obviously the fairy godmother, he steals a potion to make him look like Thick Daddy Shrek. I mean, one of the most beautiful men to ever exist. So,
Shrek is love, I say. Shrek is life.
That's true.
Exactly, which is true. But yeah, as a human, that guy's got it. He's got it going on. And then
even though the maidens in the barn or whatever, they're all like, hey, what's up, Thick Daddy?
Yeah, they wanted to bang him, and then but one of them was like, she wouldn't cheat on him, but or something, I don't know. She has a line in it, but and then we meet Puss in Boots for the first time,
because when the king is trying to get Shrek out of the way, he decides he wants to put a bounty on Shrek, and the only bounty hunter who's willing to take it is Puss in Boots.
Very Lord of the Rings type situation in that tavern with in the Prancing Pony
with Captain Hook playing piano.
Yes.
But so. He's singing like a John Waits song, I think, or Tom Waits. Sorry.
Yeah, John Waits is fine.
So John Waits is the guy who sings "I Ain't Missing You at All." He wrote that.
Shit.
Yeah, Tom Waits is the guy who's got voice like he swallows glass.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Leonard Cohen, who also has a voice that kind of sounds like he swallowed glass, but Tom Waits is more extreme.
Yeah, Tom Waits for no man.
Man, he should have made, if that wasn't the name of one of his albums, for no man, because it would be called Tom Waits for no man. God damn it.
He should. I mean, is he dead?
I'm practically, no, yeah, he's still in stuff. He's all alive. Right. I know he had you.
Let's send him a message.
Let's do it. Hey, you gonna, you know what? He listens. Yeah. He'll get this message.
Tom Waits, make it happen.
He listens. He's a fan.
Yeah, so I mean,
tell all your friends we got a famous fan.
And then Donkey just being like, "I'm a stallion," and just all this shit. It's great. I mean, he should have stayed that way because he was a hot dude right there.
The donkey?
No, not the donkey.
You just said he's a stallion. He should have stayed that way because he was a hot dude.
Well, Shrek as well. Shrek should have done that. But the whole weird mix up of a Prince Charming being like, "Oh yeah, no, I'm Shrek. It's all good." It's like, that's weird. It's weird stuff.
It works, though, because, yes, he got turned into a human, so he's like, yeah, I'm Shrek now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good plan.
It was a solid plan, and it didn't work. And that's like, I
like how you just sweep the end of the movie under the rug. Yeah, it's a good plan.
Yeah, it's a good plan. Yeah. Whatever. It happens. No, this whole movie with the donkey and the dragon, like continuing things, I think this was just like, probably like one of the best sequels like you can possibly have for one of these type of movies, especially. I mean, like the Shrek obviously was enjoyed by everybody. I mean,
no, enough that it got four sequels and spinoffs.
Huge, yeah, and Shrek 2, I feel, did it justice. It just didn't feel like a rushed, like, money grab.
The worst thing about, I'll say the one thing that doesn't work as much about any of the Shreks, because I do love Shrek. I love Shreks 1 and 2.
As much as Waffle?
Oh, God, I love waffles. In the morning, Megan waffles. Everybody loves a parfait as well. Are the jokes that are of the time that have become dated over time, like just the little references to things that were of that exact era, like the Bronco scene works because it was already a dated bit.
Yeah,
so it's fine.
Because that's definitely a weird thing, because it is a sign of the times. Like, you never want your bits to be like, what's that about? It's like, oh, well, let me explain this to you.
But and that's why that one still works, because it was still a known thing even like almost, 10 years after the event happened? Well, probably a little less, because this was, this was 2001.
Yeah, and then he's dead recently, so it's even more so. People are like, who's that? And it's like, oh, well, let me tell you a story about OJ.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Nice glass of OJ.
A nice warm glup of OJ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there are other things where it is definitely like references of the time that don't necessarily work as much. Like, even, and I feel like even just the whole thing where Gingy, the giant gingerbread man,
mm-hmm.
like I feel like the Iron Giant reference is probably lost on
people
too.
Was that Iron Giant reference?
When he says be good, yeah.
Okay, because I've never actually seen Iron Giant.
I haven't either, but I knew that was a reference. Wow. Because people who I saw it with told me at the time.
People would be pissed because...
We do a movie podcast, and that's like a beloved movie at this point.
And it's like he's awesome in... what's that movie with the everything in it?
Oh, yeah. Ready Player One.
Yeah, I mean, when I say everybody, I just mean it's got Street Fighter characters in it a lot. And Freddy Krueger in a lot, but like not everybody's in it.
I mean, it's still got a lot of things in it. It's pretty cool.
It's cool, but like it sucks because when you rewatch it, you realize like how many things aren't in it, and that's kind of a bummer to me. Where it's like, I want Marvel, DC, Star Wars, because they reference Star Wars a few times in the movie, in the books, all kinds of that.
Well, Free Guy got it.
Free Guy did get it. Yes.
They got a lightsaber and Captain America's shield, Captain America.
That's also true. See? Oh, man. I just fucked up the microphone. Okay. yeah. It's... What were we talking about?
Trek 2.
No, I know what we're talking about.
How he's loving life. No, like, we were talking about, because we were mostly talking about how, like, the Iron Giant reference might be lost amongst a lot of people, which led us to Ready Player
One.
See,
and it was lost on me because I never... Well, I mean, maybe with that, I think that could just be, like, a...
It's more of an Easter egg, I suppose.
More of an Easter egg nod. Because to me... I didn't even see because
it's
like
not
that
a dated. Even that's not a dated joke. I just feel like that goes over people's heads.
Yeah,
like if they don't know it. But yeah, there are definitely like I'm trying to think. Well, even the fact that they just sing "Living La Vida Loca," which did not become the all time, like if that song had,
you're
had
saying
it was
that
something
is not...
that is still an all time banger. I'm not saying it's not a good song. But I'm saying it doesn't. It's not in the zeitgeist.
No,
it never.
On the sun.
It didn't remain in. Kind of. Yeah.
It's not. You're right, because
it didn't remain in the zeitgeist. And like, because even the fact that at the end of the first Shrek, the song is what I'm a Believer.
Yeah.
And that song was already like a banger.
And this kind of
like a classic.
Like, so to give you background on why I picked this, I was getting a tattoo.
Well, you also picked it because you love Thick Daddy Shrek, and he's been constantly referenced by you on this podcast.
Yeah, I can't believe
in comparison to Henry Cavill.
I thought we already did this. And so that's why I was kind of shocked. But like, I was getting a tattoo, and the place I got a tattoo at, they had a brand new TV in there. And one of the tattoo guys who wasn't tattooing was like, I think this is a Twilight Day, guys. We're going to do Twilight Marathon. And then the owner who was tattooing me was like, we're not doing that at all. And you're not going to. He goes, how about Shrek Marathon? All right. And so we start watching. We watch Shrek 1 and then Shrek 2. And
so is this just something they do, is they put on random movie marathons,
instead of
kind
like,
of?
Instead of them blasting like just shit music like all day, they, I guess that's what they do. And so it was funny because when other tattoo artists would walk in, they'd be like, oh, man, is this the one where they, and then they'd say lines. And the guy's like, nah, man, that was Shrek 1. This is Shrek 2. And so people would
get it right, fucker.
Well, and that's like Shrek 2, I feel, is a funnier movie. I mean, it just, there's a lot more depth to it as well. And like the computers look way better. More better. So, but Shrek 1, it's just, you remember the parfait line, the waffle line. I mean, just all the stuff with Farquaad. It's like,
I love that Shrek 1 is a story about not belonging and not treating people like outcasts, yet that's how they treat Farquaad the whole time.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go. Well,
I mean, it's funny
because he's mean.
He's also the villain.
Yeah. And this one, it's like,
he goes, well, he wants the kiss.
And
fucking John Lithgow, man.
And in this one, he, it's right because you have this frog essentially who wants, like, everyone needs to be like the perfect human and stuff, when really it's like, dude, you're a frog.
Well, he's, because he's got his issues. Yeah, that's why he's projecting. Loathing. He's projecting.
Yeah, and she just loves Shrek. I mean, which just sucks because in the ogre form he is ugly, but in the human form he's a beautiful, beautiful man. So one of the most beautiful men in the world.
But not Henry Cavill.
I mean, Henry Cavill's close.
No. Henry Cavill. Well, Henry Cavill with a flat top,
Henry Cavill's a buff man.
He's a thick daddy.
No, he's not a thick daddy. Shrek, as a human, is a thick daddy.
Henry Cavill reloaded his arms so hard that he got a mustache and a pocket in his shirt.
He's just a ripped dude. Yeah.
He's a thick dude. No, he...
He's a
look. I'm not trying to say
Thanos
Shrek
is a thick daddy.
I'm not trying to say Shrek isn't human. Shrek ain't hot.
Godzilla is a thick daddy.
Thick daddy Skrihunk.
Those are all thick daddy. Superman is just, he's a ripped, shredded dude. And good for
depends
him.
On the Superman.
Same like Jack Reacher, just a ripped, shredded dude.
That guy,
no,
that's a big guy.
They're big guys
for you.
Yes, they are. But they're big dudes. But they're not like. They're not like thick daddies.
But are they big enough dudes to rescue the president's daughter?
Look at Thanos. Perfect example of a thick daddy. Walking around.
You talking about Josh Brolin?
Yeah.
Star of Dune Part 2?
Yeah. And 1. I haven't seen Dune 1. I've only seen the original Dune.
It's streaming. It's worth watching. It's very good.
I got a lot on my plate right now.
I know you do.
We'll see what happens.
I know. Because we still want to watch. Well, we'll get to some of these conversations during the recommendation portion of the show, which could be long in itself, just because we've been gone so long.
Yeah. The this is the introduction of Puss in Boots, and I remember the first time seeing him, like obviously Antonio Banderas is
amazing and perfectly cast.
Yeah, and it's like,
it's just so great,
and he's the Zorro
because he's doing Zorro. Yeah, and
which
beautiful,
and
the big eyes,
and the big eyes is one of the greatest things, because I just remember, I'm like, I couldn't get enough of that.
I forgot though, like and I loved it so much rewatching it. I forgot how catty he is with Shrek when he's trying to basically make Donkey feel like he's not part of the group, like, and how he's just trying to be the new best friend.
So amazing.
It's so great, it is. Like the whole whispering, like that, like that whole thing where he's whispering in his ear. Donkey's just like. It's so awesome.
It's so great because then it plays off of like Eddie Murphy, Donkey, his jealousy, and just like it really enhances the story. Like, you know, you just think like, okay, these guys are great together, like Shrek the straight man, and then obviously Donkey just making jokes constantly. But to introduce that third person, it made it even better. And then the cop scene, I thought like, okay, well, this is stupid, like, because it is one of those like cops. It's like, okay, great. But I do love when there's like catnip and he just goes, "It's not mine." and that makes up for it.
That part is definitely worth it, worth the price of admission alone.
Yeah, and
it's not mine.
And then showing them like on the red carpet. I mean, I know we're jumping all over the place with this, but
what else is new? We do that all the time.
Yeah, it's true. But going to the red carpet, like showing all the princesses and stuff. It's like, okay, cool, cool.
Because I forgot that. Because I also forget which one it is where all the princesses sing fucking Immigrant Song. That's part three. Yeah.
That's part three.
It's not this one. I thought it was this one. And then I'm like, nope, that's part three.
Yep. So it's. It's good stuff, and then especially the final battle with what's her nuts, the
fairy godmother.
Fairy godmother, where it's Pinocchio just being like, I'm a real boy, while he's flying through the air, and then gets turned back. It's just like, oh my god, it's like, that's just great.
Just the whole Pinocchio thought, once again. I wear girls' underwear.
it's so great. It's not a thong, and then it grows. It's amazing, man.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah, they're just a good team, and the Muffin Man joke, because that Muffin Man joke from the first Shrek
is so good.
A lot of people that were they talk the lyrics back and forth, but this was the Muffin Man. I mean, it was just so.
Do
great.
You know the Muffin Man?
Jerry Lane.
The Muffin Man. Because I love the way he yells it the second time.
Yeah,
too. The Muffin Man.
Yeah. It's so great. And then to have the callback in this one, like that's
and
how
he
you
actually
do a
is the Muffin Man, and he's on Drury Lane, and he's going to make a giant muffin.
Yeah. And that's
a giant gingerbread man.
And that's a great callback. Like him saying again, like I'm better out than in, it's like, that is kind of believable where, cause you know, certain people have catchphrases and they say in the sequel, and it's like, that seems forced, but I mean, the dude burps. He probably says that
and
every
that's,
time he burps.
Yeah, and also he's nervous.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like, ha-ha, better out than in. That's what I like. Even the way he says it, he sounds nervous. So he's like, he's trying to be like, but he's also having a hard time. Like, it doesn't feel as much like a catchphrase as it is just him, like, trying to be friendly, but not knowing how.
Yeah, yeah.
But knowing how he, like, how they perceive him is a big deal.
And that's why I think the Bronco and Cops thing aside, it's the movie's pretty damn good, like from neck to nuts, as they say. Why would you want
soup to nuts?
Why would you want soup in your nuts?
We've had this conversation.
Wait,
I looked it up.
Why would you want nuts in your soup?
No, you don't, because it's from soup to nuts. So it's they're not mixed. It's just from the beginning to end, because you start with a soup and you end with a nut.
I don't get it. It's weird. It's weird. Don't like it.
I didn't create the line, man, but we looked this up.
Whoever didn't need to be
shot. We've had this conversation so many times.
Was it OJ?
Probably. He said I didn't do it.
Makes sense. Well, I hope we find out who did. One day.
Yeah. One day. Well, the guy who was supposed to find her, I mean, he's dead.
There you go.
He was supposed to find the killer. But one other thing.
Shrek is love, I say. Shrek is life.
You know, I've never actually seen the Shrek is Love thing. I don't want to.
I will play it right now. The whole thing.
Shrek is Love.
No,
I didn't mean
to play that again.
Shrek is Life.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what it is, because people mentioned it and I thought it was going to be something like horrific. So I was like, it's just like Two Girls, One Cup. It's like, I will never watch that ever in my life. And I can't speak for you or my brother, but you.
I definitely never did. When people told me what it was, I was disgusted, and it's definitely not something I wanted to see.
Well, if we get Nick on the horn here, we need to ask him if he's ever watched that, because I'm assuming he has, because he's a deviant.
He is. I mean,
he's not gonna listen back to this. So.
Well, yeah. Plus, if he does, if we do talk to him, he's gonna. I mean, you'll ask him again anyways.
Yeah.
That's true. And if he doesn't, then he'll just never know.
And he's lying. He's
but
lying if he says he didn't.
It's up to us to find out if he's even still awake, because he said he might be asleep, because he said he can't walk no more.
Yeah, because of all the Ferris wheel riding.
All the Ferris wheel riding.
His second favorite ride is the carousel. Just can't get enough of that. It's spinning around, right round. Oh, shit. All right. Well, we got a special guest.
Hello.
Yellow.
Caller, state your name.
My name is Nick.
What? Why? Are you talking through your pillow?
No.
Yeah.
You sound very muffled.
I'm right next to my phone.
There we go. That sounds better.
How's the Ferris wheel?
I didn't go on the Ferris wheel.
What? That's your favorite ride.
It is?
Second favorite ride, carousel.
No, I hate those rides.
Wow.
Well, that's not what I've been hearing all episode.
Hey, serious question. Have you ever seen Two Girls, One Cup?
No.
Wow.
Okay. I will not watch it.
Well, Travis was wrong. He said that you definitely
I never watched it. I didn't say he did. I said when someone told me what it was, I was like, nope, I'm out.
Yeah, that's why
they told me there was poop involved and I was out.
What was the first thing I said I've never looked at? Because I said I've never watched the Shrek Is Life thing.
Oh, yeah, Shrek Is Love, Shrek Is Life.
Be disgusting. And I said,
it's just weird.
Two Girls, One Cup, I just didn't want to see those things.
Yeah, I feel like that's more, the Two Girls, One Cup is harsh, but the Shrek thing is weird.
Yeah, wait, did you ever see the Shrek Is Life thing?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Because I talk to Martin Jordan about it all the time.
Martin Jordan?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That long ago?
No, I think I posted something about it, and Martin said something. He replied to it. It wasn't during that time.
Interesting.
And then did you turn to him and go, Martin? Martin.
Wow.
Yeah, yes.
Is it true you liked him just because the last name was Jordan and your favorite basketball player is Michael Jordan?
We worked with Michael Jordan or Jordy.
Yeah, that's true.
So
you only like working with people named Jordan?
Yes.
I like it. That's good.
So now we're at the part of the show where we can ask if Shrek 2 holds up, which is actually why Nick is calling. Not just because we want to talk more about him to tell us what Two Girls, One Cup's about.
And you're not tired from banging around?
I haven't done that in a while.
Oh, wow. Ladies, you hear that?
A while means like a week.
Man, or a day.
No, it's...
Oh, he's counting.
I saw Shrek 2.
He's just going. He's getting over. He's like, we'll just change the subject.
No, I haven't. I saw Shrek 2 a little while ago, not that long ago. But I love Shrek 2.
Yeah.
Mostly when Jim says he's a thick boy, but I don't know.
He's a thick daddy. He's not a thick boy.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are you talking about? He's like a beautiful man. He's like one of the top beautiful men in the world.
That's crazy.
Nah, you're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about.
I don't agree with that.
Those three ladies wanted to bang the shit out of them.
I mean, everyone looks ugly in the Shrek movies.
No, I mean, he's like Gaston's like way hotter than him, but I mean, other than that, I mean,
the dude from what's it called? My Best Friend's Wedding. I'm playing Brotato, just so you know.
My Best Friend's Wedding.
Yeah, that's the voice of the Prince Charming is her friend, like her friend in Best Friend's Wedding, not like the guy who's getting married.
No idea.
That guy is wonderful in this movie.
Oh yeah, no, he's solid. Everyone brings it in their performances.
I mean, but mostly Eddie Murphy. I'm a stallion, baby. I don't know why it's so funny.
It's great. No, like there's did you know that the Gingy thing was a reference to Iron Giant?
It is.
The giant, when the giant gingerbread man is dying and he says, be good. Yes, it's Iron Giant.
That's why?
I guess. Travis said that. And I was like, holy shit. I've never seen Iron Giant.
That's pretty fucking great. You know what? I did. And it was sad when I saw it, but I was a kid.
So Nick's the one who can pick it.
Oh, yeah. So you're the only one who can pick it because I've never seen it.
And neither have I.
But I did see him die to Mechagodzilla. So.
Excuse me?
Have you not seen Ready Player One?
I was talking to somebody about Godzilla, and I was like, remember when he fought Mechagodzilla? And he was like, what? It was Abe. and I was like, well, I was like, it was the end of the movie. I was like, did you watch Godzilla and King Kong fight? Yeah. I'm like, right after
when the fight ended, he's just like, it's over.
They literally like fought a giant robot monster, and he was like, nope.
There's a robot monster with what's his nuts fucking thing?
The brain of King Ghidorah.
There you go.
One of his heads.
There's a lot more movies that I forgot that happened in this Godzilla universe where I'm like, oh yeah, there was like three Godzillas.
No.
Yeah.
Two Godzillas.
It's Godzilla, Kong Skull Island, which is a prequel to all of them.
Yeah.
And then King of the Monsters and then Kong versus Godzilla.
I forget King of the Monsters existed.
Which is the best one in my opinion. Skull Island's the best one.
The best one is when he gets on his tail and does that drop kick. that's my favorite one.
He does a little screen.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's a bad. Like I show that to my son every once in a while just to get him to lose it.
That's where Jason Statham learned his best move.
Yeah, drop kick with his shirt off.
I saw him kill a megalodon once, and then I saw him in a boring movie with a megalodon once.
I've only seen the first of those things you just said.
It was much smaller.
They're much smaller, but there's three of them, and Jason Statham actually has a trick to where you can breathe under, like, deep underwater
without your head exploding.
Yeah. Yeah, you just breathe the water into your lungs and your nasal cavity.
You know what? It checks out.
It's fine.
Oh, he actually says this.
He actually does it.
Well, no, I know, because they go under deep, but I mean, like there's an actual explanation for how he's able to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they actually tried.
I'm going to do this thing where the water goes in my thing, and then just swims out there in khaki pants.
I think the scientist actually said it, and then
maybe
because he was going out to do it, and she's like, you know, he could do it because, and then he did that,
and then he goes, Shrek,
you weren't. That's who you were doing an impression of, the guy who says hello, puppet.
I don't know.
In fucking Pirates of the Caribbean, you weren't doing Jason Statham. You were doing a harsh pirate accent instead.
I don't know, man. Look, accents are crazy.
Like, I feel my face is like sunburned, but I'm freezing.
Well, is it because you're on the Ferris wheel all day?
I don't like the Ferris wheel.
You're on the stationary Ferris wheel, just going around.
The Ferris wheel likes you.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Talking about how you went to Disneyland today by yourself to ride on the Ferris wheel and just look at women.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you said.
Be like, what's up, girl? You just throw like Hershey kisses at them.
I'm going to shower you with kisses, and then you drop the full bag of Hershey kisses.
Yeah. And from that height,
the ground you walk on.
Dangerous. There you go. Man.
All right, so does Shrek 2 hold up, Nick?
Yeah, fuck yeah, it does. Shrek 1 and 2 and 4 are great.
Nah.
But, and then this is also the intro of Puss in Boots, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
His movies are amazing also.
His movies are fucking fantastic.
But mostly, like, when it's, like, cops, he's like, that's not mine.
That's what you said.
He's not mine. Yeah,
he said the cops part itself isn't good, but the part where Puss in Boots, where they pull the catnip out and he says it's not mine.
Yeah, really the only thing that me and Travis take issue with is the Ford the Bronco on the freeway, and then
is it too soon?
Yeah, it's too soon.
Yes.
And then just having like a show Cops where it's just like, but
that was fashionable at the time.
See, but that's what I'm saying is the actual references of issue of things that were from that time date the movie, and those are the things that kind of hurt it. And like looking back at it, but obviously at the time it was amazing.
At the time,
but also hindsight is 20/20. No one really cares about Living La Vida Loca either.
I mean, it's a good song.
I'm not saying it's a bad song, but it's not.
My son said that's a good song.
It's not on the list of all-time bangers.
This, you know what? Well, no. This movie is lacking.
Smash Mouth.
Yeah, might as well walk in on the sun.
Instead, it has Counting Crows singing Accidentally in Love.
You know, that's a good song.
No, it is a good song, actually.
Yeah.
Jim's texting.
There you go.
And I didn't
text anybody. I heard it something.
And I didn't. I love Stand By Me, but I haven't seen it lately.
Well, that's the wrong episode, man.
That's cool.
That's cool. What are you talking about?
I know, but
people, get ready next week.
Wow.
Get ready for next week's episode, guys.
I'm sure it holds up, like six balls, whatever, and so forth.
Jumper six balls.
I don't. I cannot say anything because I have to talk about it next week.
Boom, bop, boom, boom.
So I don't want to run out of stuff to say.
Yeah. And then he smiles, he folds his arms, he smiles, amazing.
Are you drunk? Are you high? I feel like Shia LaBeouf right now. Are you high?
You know, I don't feel great because of the sun and the rain.
Well, you might as well be walking on the sun. And I've seen fire and seen rain.
You think I'm just like on the bedroom going, hey.
Yes. Yeah.
You got a leopard card?
Yeah.
Exactly. Rest in peace. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe that show's not coming back. That's fucking bullshit.
I think this is the first time I've seen Travis's tattoo so much.
What?
He's got no sleeves on, and he's just like showing off his tattoo.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Travis is wearing no sleeves?
No. For people who are who don't understand, I've got short sleeve. I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt, but I'm not wearing a jacket or like a long shirt underneath it. Therefore, my bare forearm is on display, which is where one of my tattoos are.
He's got a sleeveless shirt.
Yeah, I got a bare forearm.
Waxed arms. Guns blazing. There you go.
You know what? Jim, I mean, Brotato, I beat level 3.
Good job.
And it was so hard. This is the hardest game next to Spelunky, by the way.
Wow. You know what? Fuck Spelunky. That's wow. not even a game. I don't like these Metroidvania games.
You don't like fucking platformers? It's fucking crazy.
It's a Metroidvania game. I don't like it.
So you hate Symphony of the Night?
I only like Symphony of the Night.
Okay.
That's, and Metroid.
That, yeah, and you like Super Metroid is wonderful.
Yeah, that's a great game. If you're not Metroid and you're not Castlevania, get out. Get out.
You could just get out.
Yeah. You go get your hammer.
Did you talk about things that hold up? Well, I mean,
Whole podcast. What are you talking about? Hey,
you guys thinking about the hold up?
Yeah, man, that's the whole thing.
I mean, we've been talking about Shrek this whole time, yeah, and you being on a Ferris wheel.
And he's ahead.
That's literally all we've talked about is whether or not Shrek holds up, and you being on a Ferris wheel going. Have we done recommendations? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Do you know what order this goes in usually?
Yeah.
Man, you're wild. Yeah,
okay. You're on this show.
This is a wild ride.
Like, we haven't even said if we think Shrek holds up. We just went in straight to you.
Okay, all right.
But, I mean, if you want to get off the phone and you want to say your recommendations, go for it.
No, you can go.
He's so defeated. He's like, all right, go ahead. All right. Oh, it's your movie. Yes, Shrek 2 absolutely holds up. If only because of like Donkey and Puss in Boots. Like if it.
Oh,
like,
I thought you'd say something else.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Well, holds up because of all the puss.
Because I definitely always say stuff like that.
Yeah.
The only time I say anything remotely dirty in that manner is when I quote Jim Carrey from the MTV Movie Awards when he was like a gross hippie man and he said there's a lot of fine looking pussy in here.
Oh wow.
And I only say that to quote him, and I only say it to you.
I remember that. That was weird.
But yeah, it holds up. Those two characters alone could carry this whole movie on their back. If it weren't for the fact that also there's a lot of other great side characters as well. Like, once again, Gingerbread Man, Pinocchio, like everyone is. So it's just a delight of a movie. Even the evil stepsister. Awesome. Like the two scenes she's in. Great. She's the one who's like the bartender.
Oh, yeah. Larry King.
Huh?
Larry King.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
But that Puss in Boots movie, though, like the new one is it's so wonderful.
I've only seen the one where he fights Zach Galifianakis.
Is that with the
That's the first one with Humpty, because he's Humpty Dumpty. Yeah.
I mean, which is also good, but the new one.
I need to watch it still.
The new one is beautiful.
And it's hilarious. And
it's got everything. Except, why are the three bears all of a sudden totally different from Shrek 1?
Yeah, I mean, I know what Rumpelstiltskin, he is too, though.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of continuity errors going on.
I like that stretch, but you know,
you're like a nerd looking at a bunch of dates on a whiteboard saying this ruins Fallout. Yeah, people are pissed off about something. I don't want to spoil anything. It's not even a spoiler, really. It's just there's a board that has list of dates.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it makes Fallout New Vegas not happen.
Oh.
Well. But it's like only if you pay attention.
Hey, what are you going to do?
But who cares? Didn't people hate that game?
No, Fallout New Vegas is one of the most loved in the series.
It's got a huge cult following in it because it didn't sell as well as the other ones only because it came out basically broken. There are so many issues with it, but after they fixed it, it's supposed to be good. Problem is, it's like, I don't know. People want that to be the main Fallout. I don't know why. When I played it, it was semi-broken, and it was fine, but I don't know. I never finished
it. When Fallout 4 was coming out, I went back and actually did start playing it, and I enjoyed what I played, but it was too close to Fallout 4 coming out that when Fallout 4 came out, I was just like, well, I'm playing this instead now.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, it is what it is, man.
Dude, I'm doing work on this fucking Brotato.
Good golly.
I'm a gladiator.
Yeah, you are.
Ooh.
You hear that, lady? She's a gladiator.
You lift cinder blocks.
He's got a little metal skirt going on.
Yeah. Yep. But it holds up, is a delight. It's pretty much it's as good, if not even maybe a little bit better than the first one. But the first one has a lot that's going for it too, so it's hard for me to say.
It's got John Lithgow in.
It does.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Yeah, it holds up very well. This is almost like it's almost like comparing Master of Puppets to Ride the Lightning for me, where I think they're amazing albums, and like
I think I like Ride the Lightning more.
Yeah, me too. I mean, one has a slight edge, probably my favorite. It's mine too. I have the fucking tattoo. You son of a bitch.
I said it first though.
Shut up. So, but it's one of those situations where it's like I like them both so much. That like that's how I feel Shrek 1 and Shrek 2 are. Shrek 2 though, it looks a little bit better. It's got more people than just Shrek and Donkey and Priscilla, whatever her name is. What's her name? Sally?
Fiona? Are you talking about Fiona?
Yeah, Fiona. So
hello Sally.
Ooh, hello Sally.
So I think this one holds up. I think both Shrek 1 and 2 are great movies.
Great.
I mean, they're funny. Kids love them. And
your parents are going to love it, too.
Parents are going to love it, too. But this one does have Thick Daddy Shrek in it. And I wish he would make a comeback one day.
You said Henry Cavill's not.
We've covered this. I disagree.
Henry Cavill's a shredded dude. He's buff.
No, it's fucking huge.
No.
You could be buff and thick.
No, you can't. No, he's not.
No, because this version of Shrek is ripped. It's not like he's a fat. No, he's also shredded.
Arn Anderson.
You're just saying it because he's got a thicker jaw because of the animation style of the movie.
He's a thick.
But he's probably built more. They have him built like a Henry Cavill type. Yes.
You don't get it.
He's like a reacher.
Henry Cavill in the Immortals movies, he's ripped.
Yeah, he's ripped.
In when you look at him in The Witcher, he's a fucking big ass dude.
No, he's ripped. Arnold Schwarzenegger is ripped.
Now you're gonna say Arnold's not a thick daddy? Arnold is the first thick daddy.
Thanos is a thick daddy.
But Thanos is ripped.
But Thanos is a thick daddy.
So is Henry Cavill.
Yeah. No,
they're all
not
ripped.
He's just ripped, but he's not a thick daddy.
He's ripped and thick. Have you seen those shoulders?
Godzilla, Thanos, Shrek as a human. You guys don't get it.
No, so, I think you don't get it.
Yeah, you don't.
You guys just think everyone buff is a thick daddy. That's
no.
Right. I don't like
no,
it.
No, I don't.
Yeah. No. Nope. Sorry.
You're crazy.
You're crazy. You know, you've been on a fucking Ferris wheel all day getting sunstroke.
Like...
This,
Sunstroke the Terminator.
I was going to say, who's this sun lady and why is she stroking you?
Sunstroke the Terminator.
Did you hear what he said?
Sunstroke the Terminator.
Did you hear what he said?
He's confused. He just did a head tilt like a dog.
I really did.
Right now.
I'm so confused.
Sunstroke the Terminator.
Okay, you can't just keep repeating. This is like, you guys are great white, white buffalo.
Like Deathstroke?
Okay, Deathstroke.
Shut up.
John Lennon's dead.
John Lennon's dead. What?
Maybe he's already dead. That's what he said in Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh, yeah. My cheeks hurt from smiling too much. But, yeah, I love Shrek. It's life or something. I don't know.
I don't know if I can play it while Nick's on the phone.
Probably not.
Shrek is life.
Let's see. I still don't get it.
I don't either, man.
But so
it won't play while he's on the phone.
So the fairy godmother just turned into bubbles and is dead.
She's dead.
That's fucked up, man.
She turned into a monkey.
I'm a real boy.
An orangutan.
That was gonna be Ross Geller's future mother-in-law.
I don't know what that means.
She's a voice.
I don't know.
Emily's mom.
Oh, that Emily lady. She was very angry and upset.
You know,
she's justified.
Friends kind of sucks, man.
No, you're wrong.
I like to laugh. I like to hear laughs. I just want to watch Friends with their volume down but the laugh track up.
You know what what is definitely still funny? Happy Endings. Because we're rewatching it right now because my wife's never seen it, and that's just a delight.
Did the gay dude who was like drama? Did she see that one yet?
Yeah, because that's early. He first shows up pretty early in the first season.
Because she wants a sassy gay guy, and she's like, he's kind of mean.
Yes. speaking of things like recommendations, Nick, do you have any recommendations? And can people find you anywhere other than on the Ferris wheel?
Ferris wheels.
Oh, the X-Men 97. Like at first when they were kind of like coming out, I was like, fuck that cartoon.
Yeah, I thought this was a mistake.
because the old one sucks. Like, it does suck. But, like, they just wrote this, and they're like, we're just making this shit for adults now. And it is so what it was like that last episode. I was on the edge of my seat.
E for Extinction.
Yeah, they went crazy. They went more. They went Claremont to Morrison. They said, and they went, "Fuck all and that
I,
in between."
And out loud, I said, "Oh my god!" Like when I was watching it.
Yeah, I said, "God damn, pal!" And it then,
was,
oh,
it was so wonderful.
And Glob, you know, Herman what? Just walking around everywhere in the background. I was like, "Oh my god, it's Glob Herman!"
Well, I looked in the spoiler room and saw Glob Herman, and I was like, "Oh man!" And then I was just like, and I was like, "Genosha," I'm like, "They're not gonna do the thing." And then seeing that Sentinel, I'm like, they fucking did the thing. Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's a wild Sentinel.
And then even making Gambit amazing. Oh, my God.
But I'm also like, well, good. He's dead.
Sad.
You know what? And then Jim made me watch WrestleMania, and it was pretty entertaining.
Damn right. This was one of the best WrestleManias to ever occur. It was action-packed.
Stone Cold wasn't there.
I've seen like people talking about it like stories wise, and they're like, "This is their Avengers Endgame."
Yep. Yeah. No, it was
because the Undertaker was there,
and you know, and because Cody finished his story.
You know who wasn't there?
Stone Cold.
Yep.
Yeah, but you know who else wasn't there, or at least I couldn't see him.
You,
John Cena.
You. Wow.
I couldn't see him.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm the best. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm the best.
Oh, and Trash. Curb Your Enthusiasm is fucking wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very much. That was a perfect ending.
Well, that's how we should have ended it.
Watch it. That's how we should have ended.
I knew it. I called it.
I think everyone called
it. Oh, was
it
you? I thought it was Travis that called it.
I feel like everyone was saying that. The moment they like set up the whole him getting arrested, everyone's been saying that it's like, oh, they're gonna do that.
Yeah, the moment you told me that, I was like, man, I hope they do that because
you
it makes
what?
Sense
no,
because
I said it first.
Oh shit.
Nah man.
Wow, there you go.
I feel like Master Shake.
It's mine. I did it.
I saw it first.
There you all go. Right, you can find me playing Travis everywhere, anywhere, nowhere. All those places. As far as recommendations go, the first season of Fallout on Amazon is just, it's a thing of beauty. I love it. I love it so much. I definitely recommend it. Even if you've never played the games, it does work. Like, because I know my wife has never played the game, and she's like, well, they're going to do a season 2, right? And I was like, I hope so. It sounds like they are, but they haven't officially renewed it. Also, I recommend the third season of Is It Cake? Because that's just a fun little show. Nothing serious. And also, Justin Willman, The Magic Prank Show with Justin Willman. I got a lot. It's been a while. I saw Dune Part 2 is a masterpiece. Yeah. And also, the new Roadhouse is so fun and delightful.
Wow.
It is. It's, you know what? It's great. It's a very entertaining movie, and it's got him in it doing his thing. Not Nick, but Conor McGregor,
mm-hmm.
who Nick is Conor McGregor when he's drunk, I guess. That's what Abe says.
Wow.
Jim doesn't like it.
Well, because he knows that you're just the shrimp killer.
Yeah, he is.
So those are all things I recommend for sure.
I don't like to get drunk.
Also, happy endings. It was a good show. I mentioned it earlier. We were watching it. Not that. Calm down. Jim.
I recommend.
Where can people find you?
Oh, find me. I'm Obscurgent everywhere. Obscurgent. Did I say Muscurgent?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm Obscurgent. Watching Resident Alien Season 3. It's so great. Alan Tudyk still bringing it.
He's the best.
He is the best. I love it.
Alan Tudyk.
He's just great. I took Nick for his birthday to see Nate Bergazzi.
Oh shit!
Yeah, at the Honda Center, it was amazing. I suggest you people go see more white people just talking about stuff.
I need to watch his.
I mean, it's
specials because I haven't really seen them. But
I feel like, I mean, obviously, like we all have potty mouths, but like we like to have shit put in our mouths.
But
Travis just didn't even blink. He just like stared at me. I don't know what that was about. But
he said he did a David Blake.
David Blake?
Is that what you said?
No.
No, he said I didn't blink.
Oh. He did a David
Blake. A Blinken.
You said A Blinken?
That's weird.
Yeah, no. I like a comedian that can just make you laugh nonstop, even though he's not like cussing or being vulgar or being like crazy. Like all of his topics are basic topics, but damn, he's good.
And that sketch that he's in on Saturday Night Live where he's George Washington.
They played that right before.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they played that right before it went on. He had pretty solid openers. He did have a little person.
Who was the worst one?
Who was the worst one? Because he did the like, hey, here's a joke about me being a little person.
It wasn't that one guy.
I don't know.
No, it wasn't who you're thinking of, Travis.
Okay.
Warwick Davis?
Not the funny one.
Billy Barty?
I don't know if he's – I'm not the biggest Billy fan of him Barty. Either. But, no, it's the guy who's – he's always on K-Rock, and I can't think of his name. Brad Williams. No. There we go.
Yes, it wasn't him.
No idea. Yeah, no, but – but everyone else was solid, and there was a couple in front of us.
Oh, that was wonderful.
And, like, during the openers, they were reacting like just – like insanely, they were just loving it.
Showtime at the Apollo.
Yeah. Were there multiple nights of that show, or was it just that one night?
It was just that they were just in Sacramento, and I know this because they kept making fun of Sacramento for some reason.
Well, that one guy who was like, I think he was Andy Bernard.
Yeah,
like, because I kept saying
because the friend who I went to say, who went with us for St. Patrick's Day was at that show as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If there was only the one.
Yeah, and the Honda Center, they don't care about food, apparently. They're just like, hey, order on this kiosk. And then there's people just, like, hanging out, like, working and hand you the food. But you can't go up and like, order the food from them. You have to go to a kiosk or an app. It's weird.
That's how a lot of things are now.
Yeah, and there's a drunk dude. There's a lot of entertainment in the stands as well.
Yeah, because even, like, at the Forum... The Great Western Forum.
Okay.
They have it like the Amazon Fresh stores where you walk in and then if you come out, like, because you have to walk in and like scan a card first and then you just grab stuff and leave and then it knows what you bought.
Wow.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, I don't like it.
But Amazon Fresh just also said that it wasn't perfect system. They had like thousands of people watching videos in the store to make sure everyone got charged right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's insane.
Weird. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So I recommend all those things. And I'm going to try to find, you know what, going into this, I'm like, dude, I got a million things to recommend. And then you guys recommended a lot of things I also wanted to recommend.
Yeah. Do you know?
And the physical 100, bunch of swole Koreans.
Yeah, I like that.
Doing stuff.
Zero thick daddies in it. All just swole, shredded people.
So, do you know a song you want?
Thick daddies? Are you watching the same thing I'm watching?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like you don't know what a thick daddy is.
You don't know what a thick daddy is. Godzilla? Yeah. Oh, and I'm also wearing Frankenstein socks because I love Frankenstein. Love Frankenstein so much, I put them on my socks. Travis has, what is it? Crunch and Munch?
Oh, that's the wrong one to hold up, I suppose.
Wait, you have two different socks?
No, they're the same, oh, but Spider-Man. They have, yeah.
You have Crunch and Munch socks?
Yeah. Those are Frankenstein socks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Jimmy's got socks that are of the kid from Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, Frankenstein. I got it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's a Phil Hartman sketch on his socks.
Yeah.
That's Frankenstein. Phil Hartman's dead. Fucking Andy Dick killed him.
Jesus.
Yeah, well, him and OJ.
Oh,
and Heaven.
I also recommend Holy Moly because it's one of the greatest shows of all time. And my son loves it.
Well, that makes sense. All right, Nick.
All right.
We'll talk to you later.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I like.
Oh, you too. All right. Well, there you go. That was a descent into madness. AAA, gone, not forgotten. Sensation.
like, and I went into this one cocky, and I lost the first one barely because I fucking, I underestimated the Pegasus. I was so pissed. I was just like, fuck. But then I won the next two, and I won the whole thing. But I was in a streak of like 9 in a row.
That's what happens. You get to go through a streak. Also, I'd just like to take back everything I just said about Living La Vida Loca. It's still a banger.
Yeah, it's a banger.